The Volume.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bet with any college basketball bet. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Shannon. New customers can bet $5 and get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code Shannon. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ocho, I don't know if you saw this tonight, but Goat James dropped 40 points with a career best three-point shooting performance to lead the Lakers past the Nets. LeBron James went near perfect. He was 9 of 10 from behind the arc. And nice. The one was a running three where he took off running to the left corner and let that thing bam.
Pulled up.
He would let them go from Central Park, but he said that's not enough. And then he went to Sag Harbor, which is up in the Hamptons. He said that's not far enough. And then he let one go from Ithaca. I say, God, doggone Goat James. Hey. If you know what? I should have patented that because I am the first to ever call that man Goat James. And now you see everybody in goat suits, everybody wearing goat masks, goat antlers. I gave him that name.
You think he was the first?
Look it up. I guarantee you never heard anybody refer to him as Goat James until I did.
Until you did. Man, that boy dropping 40, man.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? And I got old Goat J. Look at that Goat J right there.
Oh, so you got his, so you kept his Funko too.
I got Ocho Goat and Goat James Goat Funko.
Hey, you know, are you gonna ever give us our stuff back? Come on, man.
I bought this.
What you mean? Somebody sent you that by accident?
How you accidentally send something to somebody? You ever send somebody something by accident?
Hold on, you bought the LeBron one or you bought...
I ask you a question. Have you ever sent somebody... I bet you ain't never deposited no money in somebody's account by accident, did you?
Oh, no, I never do that.
Okay,
no.
Hold on.
But sometimes back in the day, you ever send a text message to the wrong person?
Yeah.
By accident?
Back then, you
couldn't unsend
back then.
You
have
no unsend.
That wasn't for you.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, so
hey, wait, hold on. Wait, who they play?
The They played the Nets. LeBron, who's in his 21st season in the league, then handed at the end.
Crazy.
At the end of his career after the game. He was asked how much longer would he play. He said, not very long. I'm on the other side, obviously, of the heel. I'm not going to play another 21 years. Well, we know that. That's for damn sure. Not very long. I don't know when that door will close as far as when I retire, but I don't have much time left.
Mm. I mean, how you on the other side of the heel at 38, 39 and dropping goddamn 40 against the Nets? You 9 for 10 from three, but you're on the other side of the heel. I don't know what heel he on, but Jack ain't on it.
Jack fell down.
Hey, you ain't hear that bar, huh?
Yeah, I heard it.
I don't know Jack what hill you on, but Jack ain't on it.
Yeah. Jack fell down. Hey, Ocho, but here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
He got that 40 on 17 shots.
Damn. That's
efficient. That's incredible.
That's
incredible efficiency.
Right.
I mean, he saw it going in, and like he said, mm-hmm. he said, now I'm able to get on the court and do things in between games. So I'm able to keep my rhythm. He's mm-hmm. shooting like 40% from the three.
Right.
Making his free throws. He's mm-hmm. still going to be able to get downfield or get downhill. Mm-hmm. The question is, Ocho, how much longer does he want to keep up this kind of maniacal training?
Right.
How much more time does he want to keep up with this maniacal dedication?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what it comes down to. Is that how much longer does he?
Right.
How much longer can he keep his mind sharp? And will there be other things that interest him? Because, you know, Kobe's body started to break down. But then Kobe started to see, like, man, you know what? I kind of want to do it. I want to kind of be in the movie thing. I want to do this short and animated features. I want to mm-hmm. do that. And he had the same kind of passion. Can LeBron develop a passion
for something outside of basketball? Man. Right. I mean, what would that be, too, when you think about it?
He has a production company. I think his production company, they got to do three features. I think one with Jesse Owens, one with Jim Thorpe, and another to be named later.
Right.
He was phenomenal. They played the game, really. A part of me was sad. That game should have been over, Ocho. They played great. They were up by like 26 points, and then the Nets cut it all the way down to 8. And LeBron should have been on the bench, but if he'd have been on the bench, we wouldn't have saw this virtuoso because he scored 17 points in the fourth. And they needed all 17 to withstand because Cam Thomas started to heat up.
Right.
And they started to turn the ball over. That's what really got him in trouble in the third, mm-hmm. is that the turnovers. And so...
And that's crazy, man. When I think about it, I sit back in hindsight, I look at some of the great basketball players in our era. Think about some of the friends I know, some of the players like LeBron himself and Westbrook and D Wade's and I think during my time in my era when those individuals were in their prime, and you know me, I like to do everything. I like to challenge everybody. Obviously, as you can see, when people come on the show, I love it. But like the fact that like I used to consistently beat LeBron 1-on-1, you know, in competitive games at the YMCA, it's crazy to see what he does in a structured environment. In 5-on-5 or just dominating the NBA for 21 years. I'm like, but but I'm saucing you up in the gym, you know, in 1v1 situations, which is not structured basketball because it's 5-on-5. But I mean, I just sit back and think about that. And I just kind of pride myself on my game and thinking like I could have went to the NBA, but I chose football.
Well, I think everybody glad you chose football, Ocho.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant's 2000 NBA Finals ring sold for a record $927,000 at auction.
Sold.
Yeah.
Who would sell his ring?
His father. The sale broke the record set by Bill Russell's 1957 championship ring, which sold for $705,000 in 2021. I guess Kobe parents had fallen on hard times, and the ring that he gifted his dad, ended up on the trade market. Now, we shouldn't be surprised by this because they started hawking his stuff while he was alive. They were selling his high school memorabilia, his trophies that he's won, and things of that nature. So I don't think anybody is surprised by this. I know I'm not.
So Kobe's parents, they didn't get along. He didn't get along with mom and pops?
I guess not.
I don't know the backstory.
I guess, I mean, Kobe started dating Vanessa shortly after he got to L.A., Yes, sir. They ended up getting married.
Yes, sir.
Shortly. And if I'm not mistaken, I think the crux of the argument. Now, I don't like to speculate, but you hear things that he got married without a prenup. And his father, being a former NBA player, said, son, that's right. Career suicide. Mm. But he did it. He was in love and he did it. And the mom and dad didn't go to the wedding.
No.
So I don't get it. Everybody's like, well, Kobe, bro. So you don't show up. I mean, your mom's alive. You and Rail, your mom's alive. Your mom and grandma don't come to the wedding. Obviously, Rail's going to feel some type of way. You're going to feel some type of way. Right. But you won't. Okay. Well, Vanessa should have just put that aside.
Right.
Huh? A lot of times people say things they would never do themselves.
Right.
Oh, you just let that slide. Oh, you turn the other cheek.
Hey, that's tough though, Unc.
Yes.
I'm thinking like it's bad enough me and Hurricane Paula we didn't see eye to eye throughout the years. It's bad enough.
But this is a situation that's not about you. That's not your wedding. That was not Kobe and his mom's wedding. That was their son's wedding. You couldn't swallow your pride. You couldn't bite your tongue and say, you know what, son, I don't agree with that, but right. I love you. I love you so much.
Right.
That I know how important this is for you.
That day, especially that day. Oh, yeah, that's I didn't know it was that bad. I didn't know it was that bad. That's you want of all people when you get married, you want your mom and your dad there.
Yeah.
You want your mom and dad. And if they made the conscious decision not to show up.
Yes.
And then I know knowing how Kobe is, Kobe.
Nah, Kobe ain't gonna forget nothing now. He ain't gonna forget
at
that.
All.
He got that MJ in him.
Yeah, he cutthroat with it.
You wrong one of them, bro. Hey, you just go ahead and take that to the grave.
Oh, yeah. Might as well.
Just gotta take that to the grave. Black. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I don't really know the totality. I mean, look, unfortunately, Kobe is not here to give his side. Basically, you would need to have both parties, and they can all both say, okay, where did this split come from? What caused this rift between Kobe and his mom and dad? Because, I mean, if the likelihood, Ocho, if you and your mom aren't cool mm-hmm. while you're alive, the likelihood of the wife or the in-laws becoming right. cool once you're... That's not very likely.
No, not at all.
Because the only thing that could have bridged you guys was Kobe when he was alive.
Mm-hmm.
And now... Kobe, look, you know, Ocho, you know how it is now. Sometimes you start falling in love and you repeat things that you tell real things that Hurricane Paula done said, mm-hmm. and she gonna feel some type of way. Oh, so that's like,
whoa. This one thing about Hurricane, this is why she was called a Hurricane. She ain't gonna tell me nothing. She gonna text Real and tell herself.
Oh, she gonna tell Real, huh?
Yeah, we'll cuss Real ass out, boy, in a heartbeat. Listen, Unc, I miss my baby. I want to show you something real quick. My mama passed away in 2021, right?
Right.
I didn't even get to say goodbye. But the way she has always been throughout the entirety of my life is the fact that we had a thing, my brother and I, where you're not a friend of mine. There's no way you're a friend of mine if my mama hasn't cursed you out. Right. If you haven't been cursed at by my mama, there ain't no way you really my friend because you ain't been around long enough. So my last messages, and I could show you. Oh shit!
You gonna have to tilt it because the camera, the light,
it won't show.
Yeah, because see, you gotta understand the light. So you gonna have to tilt it so we can.
Damn, I don't know how to do it. But hold on.
No, we can't.
Hey, the last messages from her is me of her cussing me out.
Put your mic.
Hey, your mic. The last messages from her, I still got them. It's scroll is long as hell. I know you see me scrolling, right?
Yeah.
You see I'm still scrolling? And you don't see no response from me. Oh, there we go. A happy birthday. Man, listen, and it just felt so right, the fact that I wasn't able to say bye because I wanted to remember her and what I knew best. her cursing me out, my friends out, cussing real out, cussing those I have kids from out, hell, cussing my kids out. That's why she got that nickname, Hurricane Paula, because everybody right. can get it. Everybody can get it. But that's my baby, though. But in, I couldn't go to that extent and just completely cutting off my mama. I would always have to keep some kind of communication for the fact that Kobe was able to do that. I mean, that's, whoa, shit.
It hurt him. I think what hurt him, I mean, because I read what Stephen A. said, the thing that hurt Michael Jordan the most is when Scotty didn't send him condolences for his father tragically losing his life.
Wait.
Okay. You know, there's a source of contention there between Michael and Scotty. Okay. Damn. Just imagine on your date, you taking someone's wife, you taking someone's daughter's hand in marriage. You want everybody. If don't nobody else come, if you ain't got no friends, you want mom and dad.
Mom and dad, yeah.
And they choose not to come. Now, overlook that. You're basically, your mom and dad gave you on your, the day that she, Kobe was probably the happiest.
Mm-hmm.
Mom and dad said, nah, we're not coming. Okay. Now, while you're alive, I done bought you, I done gave you this, gave you that, gave you a house, blah, blah, blah. Come to find out there's an auction going on. Kobe Bryant's high school memorabilia up for auction. Come on, man. I don't care. Every man has a breaking point. Every man has, everybody say, oh, mama, yes, yeah, there are certain things that your mom and your dad could do to you that you, yes, it would cause you to pause. So stop it. Just because your mom or dad hasn't done that. Mm-hmm. You see, I'm a believe, this is how I am, Ocho. I will never say what I won't do because I haven't been in every situation.
Right.
All you can do is say what you've done in situations that are similar.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times when I try to talk about things that in a locker room, I've been in similar situations, had certain things happen, be it high school, college, or the NFL, or things that have happened in my life. So I'm speaking from firsthand knowledge or from a personal experience or being around a situation.
Right.
I mean, that had to have hurt Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
That my mom, not that you did, if it's a secret wedding, we run off and elope, we didn't want you there.
Yeah, that's
but if I tell you this and you choose not to come.
Right. That hurt.
But that's the no. So I'm glad this is over. They got 927,000. The auction house probably takes what 33% of that.
Damn, man.
Yeah. So they keep 927? Okay. So hopefully that will sustain them. Because I don't know if they got anything else to sell.
Do you think, I mean, even though it's not Vanessa's responsibility, do you think she will ever try to make amends and bring everything back full circle? As far as, obviously the grandkids.
Is Rail mom alive?
Yeah.
If she told Rail and you know how she felt about you, I don't know why you married that man. That man got 11, 8, 8, 9 kids, blah, 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 so forth, so on. He did this, this, and this. You trying to make amends?
Oh, okay, I see where you're going with it.
The wedding comes. I ain't going because I don't agree with you marrying him, Burrell, so she not coming.
Shit. You better agree to marrying this? Shit. Fuck. And what ain't nothing else out there? What are you talking about? When you put it like that, that's a hypothetical, and that hurt me. That hurt me a little bit. Now that's stung, man. Shit.
Also, Ocho, I think the thing is,
yeah,
who knows? Time can heal a lot of things. And maybe 10 years, 15 years, Kobe would have had a reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
But Kobe didn't get that chance
You know who might bridge the gap? 10, 15 years, the kids.
Maybe.
The kids might do it, you know, once they're older. But
it's hard, Ocho, when you don't have that connection.
Right.
I mean, think about it. I don't know when the last time, I mean, they haven't had any communication since 2013. So, it's 2024. The oldest daughter is probably 19, 20. Right. So, she hadn't seen them in 11 years. So, that's 9 years. The other girls weren't even born.
Right. But do you understand how kids and minds work? Curiosity.
Yes.
You know, the feeling of the unknown, of wanting to scratch that itch, to see what could have been, what I've missed. Grandparents are important. I mean, they are. I mean, missing the majority of your life, but still just wanting to fill that void and what was never there.
I remember. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Vanessa and her family are estranged. Her mom tried to sue her.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, what the hell they got going on?
But I guess, you know, I guess, but the people in the chat go say, yeah, if my mom tried to sue me and take me for $5-10 million, I'm going to still love my mom anyway. Because, you know, we got people in the chat like, oh, there's nothing my mom or dad could do me to ever make me change my mind. Well, right. I tell you what, let a family member try to sue me and I show you. After all I've done?
Yeah.
After all I currently do? But that don't even cross my mind.
Yeah.
I knock on wood. Me, my brother, my sister, we are extremely close. I'm closer than close. Do we agree on everything? Hell no.
No.
I don't agree with everything he says and does. That's called we're adults. We have our own minds. We're allowed to think a certain way. But nah, I don't know, Ocho. Ocho, check this out, Ocho. We got the pill. We got this. You can only pick two pills.
Okay. Oh, hey.
You see what pills. You got?
Tylenol.
The first pill. Look for. You can look 15 years younger.
Okay.
Pill two. Read minds for 3 days.
Okay.
Pill three. Forget your ex. Pill four. Eat without gaining weight.
Okay.
Pill five. Add 5 centimeters to your height. Pill six, become super strong. 7, have a lot of money. 8, always feel happy. 9, get millions of followers.
You know what's funny? And those that are in the chat, I like this. I like when we do stuff like this. Because if you think about it, I'm 56, but I look 23.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a new camera. I don't know if y'all notice how clear I am.
Yeah.
You can see I look young. So obviously, number one, I don't need number one. Number two, I don't need to read nobody's mind because I got common sense. And if you pay attention to body language, it tells you all you need to goddamn know. I don't have a problem forgetting my exes because they are exes for a reason.
Right.
No ill will in that area. Eat without gaining weight. Oh, I'm 150 pounds.
I thought you were 220, but okay. Lost weight,
I
huh?
Was. I that was old Zepic. I was 225 last week.
You did that. You on that old Zepic, huh?
Hey, add 5 centimeters to my height. I'm already 6'4". I don't need to be no taller.
Right.
Become strong. I'm already strong in a sense for what I have to do, so I don't need no more goddamn muscle because I ain't playing no football. Have a lot of money. I do all right for myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I do all right for myself, so I'm good in that area. Always feel happy. But I ain't been angry in years. And I'm always in a good fucking mood. I need them followers. I'm gonna take them followers. Yeah, I'm gonna take them followers because
I'm taking 7 and 8.
I wanna take them followers and I wanna add them to my goddamn.
I don't wanna look no 50. See, if they tell me I could be 15 years younger, that's one thing. But 15, I'm still gonna be 56 in 3 months. Nah, I need to be 15 years younger. I need to be 31.
Which two you pick?
I'm taking 7 and 8.
7 and 8. Okay, I'm taking You know what? I'm gonna take 5 and 9. I'm gonna take 5 and 9 because I want to know what it's like to be 6'8".
To do what?
To who?
What? Ocho, you do realize you 56? Ain't no 56-year-old 6'8" hooping. You could have used that years ago. You should have used that 30 years ago. The pill should have came out 30 years ago.
Oh, my bad.
So you just going to be a tall, old mofo.
Yeah, I just want to be tall. But, you know, I'm going to be tall. I'm going to be tall and sexy. And then real going to have, you know, she's going to be looking at me like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to be, I'll take the money and be happy. I'll like I said, forget the ex, all that stuff. Read mine for 3 days.
All that stuff on now, man. I ain't trying to do none of that.
Get millions of followers, I'm good.
But hold up. You just picked two things that you already have in real life already.
I want to be always, because a lot of times mofos make me upset. So they can't make me upset. I'm always be happy. When was the last time you heard, Ocho, when was the last time you heard somebody say, man, I got too much money? You've heard people say, I got too many cars. I got too many pairs of shoes. I got too many clothes. I got too much jewelry. Right. When was the last time you ever heard somebody say, man, I got too much money?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
When people got like 200 that, billion.
Man, listen, when you put it like that, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I'm going 7 and 8.
All right. All right. That'll work. I'm taking that.
Now I can do stuff that I always wanted to do and not even worried about it. You know, Savannah State.
Yeah.
We about to be the Harvard. We about to be the Harvard of the HBCUs. All the HBCUs about to come up, but Savannah State gonna come up the most. Savannah right. State gonna come up the most. That's for damn sure. And yeah, that's to be happy all the time, because a lot of times people get on my nerves.
Oh, I like
it. But you know what, Ocho? I think, like I said, I think back and the Kobe and Kobe, had Kobe continue to live, maybe, like I said, reconnect with his family might have been possible. Maybe he's like, you know what? I want to do this. I've already have a will and an estate already set in place, but I update it every so often.
Right.
So I'm not going to be that guy that Shannon Sharp left and everything. No. The one thing, as structured and as disciplined as that man was, you mean to tell me he didn't have no will? The kid, nope. Oh, to the T. This goes here. This goes there. Savannah State gets this. Mom gets that. Brother, sister, kids. Everybody get a ring. Blah, blah, everybody. Everybody get X amount of dollars in increments. You don't get it all at once. You get increments of it. Oh,
dang.
I immediately done that. Every two years, I update it.
Right.
And it ain't cheap. But as you accumulate more, now pots, now you all of a sudden like, okay. Because I want to leave the kids enough where they have to do something, but not so much they don't do nothing.
Right. I like that. That was a good one.
And so
that was a good one.
That's where I'm at with that. Okay, check this out, Ocho. Ooh, Ocho. A man takes $10,000 from his girlfriend to bet. He wins $100 million. Girlfriend requests $40 million. A Nigerian man reportedly took $10,000 from his girlfriend to use in a bet and won $100 million. Mm-hmm. After finding out, his girlfriend requested that the man pay her at least $40 million. He declined and explained that he would only give her $5 million. Now, what he stole is about $7.50 in Nigerian money. What he won was about $75,000.
Oh, man, you got me thinking this. Come on, man.
No.
Like, you got me thinking I thought you really meant $100 million, man.
Do you understand how far $75,000 would go in Nigeria?
Okay.
You understand that they trade, like, they get a goat and a calf and stuff like that, and you could have a wife. Do you understand how much money that is? Now, okay. You got to take you out of the equation. I mean, think about it. He stole $7.50. That's the equivalent of what it is. And right. If you were to extrapolate, that's what it is. Okay. So he's like, no, I'll give you $5 million. So in other words, he's saying, instead, what's that, $3,500? Would you be willing to give a $3,500? I'd be willing to give, I give a five. I give a, I, you know what, Ocho? I give a 10, I give a 10 band.
Ain't
she
bad.
Ain't getting no half.
That ain't bad. That ain't bad.
Or ain't bad. How about this here? You either take this 10 bands, or I give you this $7.50 back. Now, which one you choose?
Hey, listen, it's more than what she had.
Yes.
But he did steal it though now. He did steal it. He stole it.
If I didn't tell you, Ocho, guess what? You didn't know I stole it.
That's a good one. I mean, she got the right to be upset. This probably his partner, huh? You think it's his partner?
Girlfriend? That's his girlfriend.
Well, it ain't really stealing because you know what women always say. Yeah, what's yours is mine. It was mine is yours. Mm-hmm. So it ain't really stealing.
Until I hit this thing big now. Now what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours.
Yeah, see that this funny. Money always change folk. Money always change folk. Depending on the amount of zeros, it changed every goddamn thing. But yeah, you gotta give her something. Obviously, if she's there,
I give her 10 bands. 10 bands for $7.50.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. But again, the money make a fool of us all. And it show you some colors you never seen before, too.
True. So how much would you have given her?
Me?
Yes.
Sure, I probably half. But one, I wouldn't have stole it. I would have told her what I was going to do. And if I won, you were going to get half. Hell, if I hit the goddamn Mega Millions, and if I hit the Mega Millions and win, how much you think Rare going to get?
The guy just won the one point something. He took a lump sum of $551 million.
Right. Rare. You sleep? I wonder how much you think she'd want? If I win $100 million, I wonder what she expect. That's a good question, huh?
Yeah. I remember I tell this story. A woman forced to give the husband $1.3 million lottery win because she divorced him.
Oh, yeah. You remember that story?
She was mad. She was mad for 25 years.
Yeah. 25?
They were mad for 25 years. He won, didn't want to share.
You see what money do? If you won $100 million, how much you going to give me?
It's ours, baby.
See? She just said it's ours, but they always say the right thing in a hypothetical question. But what happens if it really came? If you really won $100 million?
Oh, hey, Rail. Put Rail. Rail, get on the phone. Get on the camera. Rail.
Hey,
check this out.
She can't hear you.
Ocho goes in your purse.
Okay. Yeah, get in the middle.
Ocho goes in your purse. Mm-hmm. He steals $10,000. He bets, wins $100 million, and says, okay, Rail, I'm going to give you your $10,000 back.
He ain't going to steal. If it came down to that, we're going to say he asked me for it. He just took it.
No. He didn't ask.
He just went in and grabbed it.
He wins $100 million and says, okay, Rail, I'm going to put your money back that I took from you.
To the hell you ain't. This our money. What you mean you going to put it back? This our money. Just like it was our money when you went in and got it to bet. It's our money when you won it.
There you go, Rail. Tell him what I can hear, Rail. Rail said, no hell, you ain't going to put it with me. Give me $10,000. Derail. He gave her $5 million. So he gonna give her about 35. That's about how much is $5 million? That might be like 1,500. almost $4,000, Ocho.
But that take a long way over there in Nigeria, huh?
Yes.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, man. Ocho. Ooh, guys, it's time for Ocho's favorite segment. And y'all know what it is. It's Spello Cinco.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me get this shit out of my mouth.
Okay.
Hold on. Oh, yeah. Chat is on tonight, baby. Chat is on tonight. It's on tonight, baby.
All right. Be rehearsing. I got to go to the bathroom right quick. Be rehearsing, Ocho.
All right, I'm finna rehearse. Hey, chat, let me tell you something. I'm not missing no words tonight. I ain't missing no words tonight. I'm finna do it for y'all. You know why I'm gonna do it for y'all? Because I love you. I love you. So let's pretend your life is on the line. If your life is on the line, I have to spell the word right so you can survive. That's what this segment is right here. I'm gonna show you how much I love y'all because I ain't finna get shit wrong. You know, once I put that goddamn chapstick on, I'm good. That helped me spell. I'm ready. First word. Let me warm up. Let me stretch a little bit. You know, because you got to stretch. Got to stretch to get them words right. Woo! Huh? That's the warm-up word. Is that the word we have coming up? Oh, squirrel. Well, squirrel is not easy. That's easy. S-Q-U-I-R. No, S-Q-U-I-R-R-E-L. Yeah, that's easy. Squirrel is easy.
All right. You ready, Ocho?
Hey! Hold on. Let me say a little prayer first. Because I gave the people in the chat, I gave my hypothetical on what this meant to me, what this meant for them, for me to get all the words right. Amen. Okay. Let's go.
Okay, Ocho. We're going to start y'all with a very easy one. Martyr.
Martyr?
Someone dying for the cause is considered a martyr.
Martyr. You know what? I'm going to go on a limb here because okay. I know it's tricky and I know it ain't spelled like it sounds. Martyr. M-A-I-T-E-R.
I'm going to cut the limb off.
What limb?
Mar.
M-A-R.
Yes. Ter. Martyr.
What hell? Is it can't be M-A-R-T-E-R. Martyr. Der. Ter.
T-Y-R.
M-A-R-T-Y-R. Why does the English language do that? Why do they do that? Why would you know if it's martyr? Why would you replace the E like it should be with a Y? Why?
Okay, this Ocho, this was an easy one. This is the easiest word that you've
You told me the last one was easy. You said the last word was easy.
Okay, Ocho, you remember Alex Smith, that injury that he suffered?
No, I don't.
On the field when he got his leg broke, he got it mangled.
Oh, yeah.
It was a gruesome injury. The word is gruesome.
Oh, gruesome is easy. G-R-U-E-S-O-M-E. Yeah, it's easy. Come on now. You got it.
Hold on. What'd you spell that again?
Gruesome. G-R-U-E-S-O-M. Yeah, come on. And I told you now. Come on now. I do this. You got to give me some hard. Give me the tricky shit because you can't just give me no. That's easy.
Okay. How about this one? You go into the doctor's office and you have to fill out a questionnaire. Questionnaire.
Come on, man. Q-U-E-S. You're making
some hard.
Come on, man. Q-U-E.
Okay.
S-T-I-O-N-A-I-R-E. I said, give me hard shit. Give me hard.
That's wrong.
No, it ain't.
It's two N's.
I just said. So we really going to do that?
Yes,
I just spelled it right now. Don't do that.
You left out an N. Chat, did he leave out an N? Yes or no?
Come on.
You left out an R.
Don't do that.
If Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N-N-A-R-I-E.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't. But okay, here it is. Okay.
Oh, now you cheating. Unc, you cheating now. You cheating. Yeah. See, I'm on fire tonight. I'm ready.
Okay, here, but this is. Sometimes when you have gut issues, you have to go see a gastroenterologist.
Gastro what?
Enterologist.
Okay.
Gastroenterologist.
G-A-S-T-R-O. That I got that part. E-N. Enter gastro G-A-S-T-R-O enter E-T-N-E-T-E-E-N-T-E-R-O-L-O-G-I-S-T. That got to be common sense. And if it ain't spelled the way it sound, then something wrong with me.
You left the R out.
No, I did not. Gastro G-A-R-G-A-S-T-R-O gastro. How you say the whole word again?
Enterologist.
Okay, E-N-T-E-R-O-L-O-G-I-S-T. That has to be it.
That's it.
Hey! I'm on Friday night, baby. Let's go. Give me a hard word. All this cupcake shit.
Okay. Tyrannosaurus Rex. The most famous dinosaur to ever walk the earth is called Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Now, you know I'm not going to get that right now. Come on now. I'm not even playing. You know I'm not finna get that right. Tyrannosaurus. I haven't had to spell Tyrannosaurus since elementary.
Okay. Well, you graduated now. You a teacher now.
Yeah, but I ain't had to spell Tyrannosaurus. I know it started with a T.
Okay.
Do you know why they abbreviated? You know why they abbreviated and just called it a T-Rex? Because it's so difficult to spell the whole goddamn name.
Yeah.
You want me to give it a shot though?
Yeah.
Tyrannosaurus Rex. Can you please use the word in a sentence?
The most popular dinosaur to ever roam the earth is called a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Tyrannosaurus Rex. Tyran. So I had a homeboy named Tyran when I grew up. How you spell his name? T-Y-R-A-N. That's common sense. Now this is where it gets tricky. It's the middle part of the word that I don't know, but I know the saurus ends with S-A-U-R-U-S, as all dinosaurs ends with S-A-U-U-R-S. But I don't I don't know the middle part. I just know Tyrannosaurus. There's a middle part that's tricky. I never forget.
So you want to give it a try?
I just did. Tyran, T-Y, I guarantee you, I know I'm not wrong because this is how I used to do it when I was younger. I used to break it down in parts. The middle of it, the beginning of it is Tyran, T-Y-R-A-N. I know that. The ending always, that anything when it comes to dinosaurs, is S-A-U-R-U-S. It's the fucking middle part of the spelling that I will never forget. I can't remember.
It's spelled T-Y-R-A-N-N. T-H-E-R-A-N-O-S-A-U-R-U-S-R-E-X, Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Okay, well, the Rex part, yes. But you understand what I meant, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That shit hard.
A female doctor is called...
Gynecologist. Because that's what I used to be.
Okay.
Gynecologist. G-U-N-O-C-O-L-O-G-I-S-T.
Wrong.
No,
it's G-Y-N-E-C-O-L-O-G-I-S-T. Gynecologist.
That's what I said. Well, where'd I slip up at?
The G-U-N.
Ah, damn. Damn.
So...
Hold on, one more.
We get one more.
Yeah, one bonus word. How the hell? I'm spelling with such confidence tonight, too. Let's go, boy.
Let's go, boy. I mean, you said that thing loud and wrong.
I just missed one little word. Listen, there's some people
that's
can't
kind of how spell it goes, don't you?
I mean, listen, come on now. You know, I ain't been in this position or had to be in this position in a very long time. I've been out of school goddamn 40 years. My spelling is better than a lot. A lot of folk wouldn't get none of this shit right. But come on. Give me
Let's
one
go
more.
Again. Go on, give.
Little bonus word.
My daughter is going to school to become a doctor of this. It's called anesthesiology.
Shit. I know how to spell anesthesia. Anesthesia, obviously, is A-N-T-E-S-I.
No.
A-N-T.
A-N.
I'm thinking about the girl Anastasia from the goddamn movie. I'm tripping.
Anastasia. But anyway.
Anastasia.
A-N-E-S-T-H-E-S-I-O-L-O-G-Y.
G-I-S-T.
No.
Okay.
Anesthesia.
Okay.
Anesthesiology.
Yeah, I won't get that one. That's a good one. Okay. That's a good one.
Okay, Ocho, it's time for your revenge because, you know, last week I went 5 for 5.
Nah, you cheated because the question was... Hey, the question was easy, man. Question was easy. You ready?
Don't be asking me no hard questions, Ocho.
I have a question. What did I go for last week? I mean, 3 for 5. Now on spelling. What did I go for?
3 for 5.
Last week.
Yes.
Or what did I go for tonight?
One. For 5. Yeah.
Nah, something ain't right, man.
You're spelling. Smart. Don't give me no hard ones, Ocho.
Huh?
Don't give me no hard ones.
Nah, listen, they didn't already brief you like Pelican. you ain't hear that bar right there, huh?
Oh, the Pelican brief.
You heard that bar?
With Denzel and Julia Roberts.
Yeah. They didn't already brief you like Pelican. Hey, chat, I'm probably one of the greatest rappers. Never mind. All right, here we go. Question number one. We're just 25 days away from the NFL draft, which will be in Detroit. New York City has hosted the draft 57 times.
Mm-hmm.
Which city is second with hosting it 12 times?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Come on now.
I have no idea. Los Angeles.
We got it wrong. It's not Los Angeles. The answer is Philadelphia, one of the greatest cities in America, has hosted it, the NFL draft 12 times. We got him. We got him down one, chat.
Oh, but it wasn't. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Philly.
Was that
AFL?
Was that the AFL draft too?
I'm not sure. Because
the common draft is considered from 1970.
Okay, so now you're trying to...
I'm just asking, Ocho.
You're trying to get political on me. The answer was 12, and it's Philadelphia. You are wrong.
Okay.
Question number two. Who was the last overall number one pick to also win Rookie of the Year? The last overall number one pick that also won Rookie of the Year.
Andrew Luck didn't win it. Let me take that back. Nope. RG3 won it.
You said your answer already.
Andrew 3.
You can't recant your answer.
No, you can't.
No, you can. Once you pull the trigger, you can't take the bullet back after they already hit the man. You can't do that. You done said that. You said Andrew Luck.
Nobody.
You said Andrew Luck.
Okay, go ahead. Who was
the
it?
The chat heard you say Andrew Luck.
I did.
Hey, listen. No. You can't do that. You are wrong. You were like Manning. You told me I was loud and wrong, right?
Peyton Manning was it.
Peyton Manning? You are wrong again. You loud and wrong twice. It is Cam Newton in 2011. Yes, you 0-2. You loud and wrong.
Damn.
Come on, chat. We got him on the ropes, baby.
I'm going to get one.
Shitting me. Not tonight, you ain't. Only two players have went undrafted and been named NFL MVP and Defensive Player of the Year. Who are they?
Oh, my goodness.
Undrafted. Only two players have went undrafted and managed to win NFL MVP and Defensive Player of the Year. Who are the two?
Undrafted. Hold on, Ocho. Yeah. Undrafted.
Yeah. Undrafted and still MVP. Managed to win an NFL MVP and won a Defensive Player of the Year.
Oh, okay. No. They were undrafted. One won Defensive Player of the Year and the other one won MVP.
That's what I said. That's what I said. You just said it the opposite way. Go ahead.
Okay. Kurt Warner is an offensive player. Mm. Don't be bad. Look at him. Mm. Defensive.
Yeah, chat. We got him on the ropes.
Oh, defensive. Defensive player of the year. He was defensive player of the year or defensive MVP?
Defensive player. Okay. Woo. Probably going to be here all night, huh? Chat, we got him on the rope, chat.
I'll say Everson Walls. I don't know.
And the answer is probably the strongest man to ever play in the NFL outside of Larry Allen and James Harrison. Harrison, 2008. He was the defensive player of the year.
Player of the year, yep. I'd have never got that.
Yep. Number four. Which NFL team currently has the largest drought without winning a double-digit amount of regular season games? They have struggled to win double-digit amount of games in a season. Longest drought. Yeah, chat, we got him on the ropes, He gonna try to be like Ali and Bob and Weave, but we gonna hit him like Joe Frazier. We gonna hit him in the stomach. We gonna hit him in the chest. We gonna hit him where it hurt. God gonna bless.
Man, let's see. Bengals, Browns, Steelers. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You can throw the white tie.
Give me a second. I gotta go through the data bank right quick.
Yeah, ain't no data bank. Make sure ain't nobody back there helping you now. Ain't that much data in the world. Chat, y'all watch his eyes. Y'all watch his eyes and watch his hands now. Nope.
Jets.
You said the Jets? You are, again, loud and wrong. You are loud and wrong. The Washington Commanders have not won 10 or more games since 2012. And the longest, second longest is in the drought are the Jets and the Broncos, who haven't won 10 games since 2015.
Damn.
The correct answer was the Washington Commanders.
Damn.
Chat, right. We got him on the ropes. Have you even got one right tonight?
I ain't got not one. I got half of one. I got Kurt Warner.
That don't count. Number five. This is the true or false question. True or false? The Steelers, 20 straight non-losing seasons is now the longest in NFL history. True or false? The Steelers, 20 straight non-losing seasons is now the longest in NFL history. Is this true or false?
False. I think the Cowboys had a longer streak.
Motherfucker.
Shit. Come on, your mother, we. Don't mess with Shane. Don't mess with Shane.
Hey, you were very passionate about getting that motherfucker right.
I will get one. You got to go hard and stump it on your all of them.
Hey, that meant a lot to you right there. I could tell by the way you answered that. Ooh. Now that was funny. Yes, it is. The Cowboys hold the NFL record with 21 straight non-losing seasons from 1965 to 1985. Hey, yo, that was funny, but you meant that.
Not only did I say false, I gave you the team that actually had the record, Ocho.
Hey, you meant that. You meant that. That was funny. Okay, that was funny. Oh, again, man. Listen, you went 1 for 5. Yeah, I went 1 for 5, too. Actually, I was 2 for 5.
All right, Ocho. That was good. It's time for our last segment of the day.
Q&A.
And it's called Q&A. Dave Barclay said, crazy, I'm 41 and I feel like a kid watching you. Takes me back. I watched your guys' entire career. I love watching people uplift others. That's how we all grow. You guys are the GOATs. Dave, I appreciate that. I appreciate the support. I appreciate you watching Nightcap. I appreciate you following us continue the blessings and thanks for the supporting of Nightcap with Unk and Ocho.
Thank you, boy. I appreciate you, baby. Appreciate you. We at you.
And they said, Ocho 5 said, make a replay cam so we can see when Ocho is lying.
Oh, I don't never lie. I don't never lie.
He don't lie. He just misspeak the truth.
Listen, I never do that. Listen, I lie for you before I lie to you. That's one thing about me. Because if I tell one, I got to remember. If I tell one, I got to tell another. At some point, I'm going to trip myself up. Can't do that.
Okay. Dr. Frankie L. Beverly, several of my homegirls have a crush on you. They said you're hotter than fish grease. Doc, I appreciate that.
Who, you me? Know, you... They said me?
No, they say Mr. Rail is not hot.
Oh, damn.
Justin Michael said, I love you. Love y'all, man. Enjoy listening to y'all while I'm at work. Ocho, funny sending. Pepto-Bismol to all the DBs he played one Sunday. When your liquor gonna be out in Virginia, have you thought about streaming on Twitch? One of the states that we're looking to get activation is Virginia, and that's going to be one of the 7 states that we look to open up within the next 2 months. So Virginia is on the list, along with Texas, Florida, New York, California, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Maryland. Healthy Vibe Lifestyle. Shannon, you owe Ocho an apology. You said that there is not a celebrity when playing in the NFL. Hold on. He was not a celebrity when playing in the NFL, but now he's a celebrity. He commercial had his own reality show, Dancing with the Stars, while playing in the NFL. Were you on Dancing with the Stars while you were playing?
Yeah.
You won?
Yeah. I did. I came in third place, but I was good, though.
Who won that year?
Nicole Scherzinger.
Oh, yeah. She.
That's not fair. And the funny thing, she has a dance background, but so did I as well. Obviously, when it comes to dancing Latin dances, I excelled in those. But she was so good from day one all the way to the end because it's what she does for a living.
Duh.
It's what she does for a living. So it was cool.
That's like having a football, a reality show.
Right.
And they have a guy that was an ex-professional athlete out there, an ex-football player that was recently retired.
Right.
So he's 27. And they're like, wow, he won the show. No ish.
Yeah, But I mean, it was dope. That was a great experience. I think all the players that have had the opportunity to go on Dance with the Stars will say nothing but great things about it. Very humbling. Very humbling, because it's different when you're in a position as a man and you're not the lead.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the lead as much as you want to be, because you're in someone else's profession. And honestly, she was able to lead. That was great experience, man. I wish I could do that again. Sometimes
Ash looked it up. Philadelphia hosted the draft in 1936, 1944, from 1949 to 1961 in 2017. Huh? All but one was pre-merger. You see that, Ocho? You be trying to stump your boy. I keep telling you, Ocho.
Nah, listen. What we not going to do is try to go back.
Ocho.
What we going to do is try pre-merger, post-merger. Any merger.
The merger.
Okay, nobody
people don't
merger.
Consider the merger until 1970.
Nah,
Ocho, you cheated.
Philadelphia 12 is the answer. You got it wrong.
Kemper Norwood Jr. said, can we please get Ocho on First Take in studio one day? I would love to see it.
I'm on First Take, but listen, chat, from my mouth to God's ears, I'm going to be on First Take with Stephen A. and Shannon during football season as a third edition. I just think it would be fun. It would be good. I would be very informative. I'm going to talk about players like you want me to do a little bit more, you know, to an extent. And I think it'd just be good. It'd be great for us all. Just one big happy family.
Okay.
Stephen, check this out, Ocho. You're going to see this.
Zachary says, I'm shooting my shot professionally. I would love the opportunity to explain how I can bring value for you two regarding cybersecurity. I need just 5 minutes of your valuable time to better explain through whichever communication channel you would like. Much love. You down, Ocho?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? What are you trying to do?
Cybersecurity.
Cybersecurity?
So we don't get hacked.
Okay. Whatever you want to do, homie, holla at me. Holla at me, because I, you know, I used to, like, when my days, when I used to be, you know what, I ain't going to bring that up. But I know about cybersecurity. So I just bought me a cyber truck.
Oh, you got, hold on. I know you ain't brought that truck. What about the saving?
The who?
The saving.
I am saving.
How you saving buying the cyber truck?
Because I'm getting a good deal. Right now, the market for them is up crazy. They want them for like 200. You know, they really supposed to only be about 60. I'm getting mine for 40.
You talking about that like square thing?
Yeah, it looked real futuristic, like me.
That's a waste of money. You still can go. You can go everywhere you need to go in that smart car. Remember?
I am. I still got my smart car. It's in the garage.
But the value is you. I thought the value was you. No matter what you get, the value, you're the value.
I am the value. But like you said, you bought that BMW. Why you bought that BMW? That 740 series, that big body. Why you bought
that? Ocho, I had that car. You know how long I had that car?
It just came out, huh? What you talking about?
No. I was test driving it.
Oh, you ain't buy it?
Nah. You told me not to buy anything.
Why you lying, man?
I ain't lying.
I ain't buy no Tesla. I want to, though.
You got it. You already too late.
No, I promise you. No, my word is my word. I wouldn't lie to you. I really
Zachary,
want
Zachary, DM me.
I want that truck.
Because I don't want to get fooled.
I want that truck. What you think? Should I get it?
Bro, you work hard. I mean.
Chat, what you think? Should I get the Tesla truck? I know it's ugly. Everybody going to say, oh, it's so ugly. Well, shit, so am I. What's the difference? Ugly dude driving an ugly truck. It just makes sense. Match made in heaven. Huh?
Yep.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nate B said, hey, Nightcap Chat and Uncle Ocho, big fan of the show. Ocho, question for you, me and some of the chat want to know if your nightcap sign ain't on like Unks. Much love.
No.
Why your nightcap sign?
Listen, my nightcap sign, as you can see, is not on, but it has like a Star Wars, like it glows a little bit, you know, the way it is. And I think it looks cool like that. If I turn it on, it gives too much. Look, watch this.
Okay.
You see? Like it
huh?
That's too much, ain't it? Chat, what you think, chat?
Well, we can fix the camera setting so it doesn't look like that.
You know what I'm trying to say though?
Yeah.
Like it's taking over everything. It's like it's too like ah.
Look at my background.
Yeah, see yours is dim. Yours is dim.
Yeah, but see I don't know how to dim. But that's the camera setting, Ocho.
Okay. But whatever we need to do. Hey, it looked good. It looked good both ways. You can still see it says nightcap and it has like a little neon.
Yeah. See how like the dim. So yeah, we'll fix it. We'll get that
all
fixed.
All right.
Stephanie look, Warfield. Go ahead.
You don't like the way it looked? It looked like Star Wars. No?
No, it don't look like no Star Wars. Check this out, Ocho.
You ain't never seen Star Wars. All right, where we at?
Stephanie Warfield, athletes often speak about importance of having a cohesive locker room. Justin Fields seems to have had a good relationship with the team. How do you think the trade will affect the Bears' locker room?
What you think? I'm gonna let you go first.
Man. It's different. Had he been a veteran player, had level of success.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it had the impact if you take, like when Brady left New England.
Oh, yeah.
Had he won, spent some years, I mean, but he's still young though, Ocho.
Very young. Got a long
way
to go.
And they didn't have the level of success. Yeah, dude, did guys like him? Yeah. He seems right. Like, I don't know him. Seems like a very likable guy. But at the end of the day, pro sports is about wins and losses.
Yeah, that's all that counts. That's all that counts at the end of the day.
That Can he get wins and losses?
Losses, yeah.
Wins, more wins than losses.
And losses.
But I think Ocho, had he spent, let's just say 7-8 years, had won a little bit more, I think it would have a bigger impact than what it's going to have. But, God, you getting – I mean, it's not like they – it's not like they getting rid of him for – they believe they're bringing in a generational talent with Caleb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, what you think?
Ah, oh, how can I word this right? Let me ask the question one more time so I can say it so I can say what I need to say the right way and not say the wrong goddamn thing.
Athletes often speak about the importance of having a cohesive locker room. Justin Fields seemed to have had a good relationship with the team. Mm-hmm. How do you think the trade will affect the Bears' locker room?
It won't affect the locker room at all. I don't think it will affect the locker room at all. Obviously, those players have a job to do. This is a business. They understand that at the end of the day, you see players come and go. That's always been the nature of this business. I think the fans rallied behind Justin Fields towards the end of the season, as did the players. But I think it wasn't enough with a generational talent like Caleb Williams, you know, right there. He's right there. And obviously the wins and the losses weren't enough, being that the damn Bears, they got their first pick for a reason.
Yeah.
You know? So,
yep.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, people may say, you may think it affects the locker room. Hey, listen, when it's time to play football, nothing gets in the way of that. Nothing at all.
Lainey Ray. Hey guys, first, MJ is the GOAT. Just wanted to hear you say it.
Oh,
Lainey Ray, we about to, what's gonna happen is that we're gonna lose your modification. So don't you ever see that again. Second, what are your zodiac signs and do you put any weight on them? Any signs you're not compatible with? Well, I don't really know a whole lot of signs. I think like I'm supposed to be good with, like, I'm a Cancer, crab. Hard shell, tender inside. I think I'm supposed to be like compatible with like Aries, Tauruses, and Leos. So I think Aries is like beginning of April, Taurus is the end of April, and Leo, I know Leo because that's my sister. My sister is a Leo. Hmm. My brother has a birthday coming up here on Saturday, April. So I think he's an Aries. But Taurus is a stubborn.
Hey, you know who what sign I'm compatible with?
Yeah.
Dollar sign.
Yeah, that's me.
I'm compatible with the dollar sign. I get along with everybody. I don't care what your sign is. You could be Aquarius, a Capricorn. You could be a Cancer, a Scorpion. You could be, I don't even know the rest of them. You know?
Hey.
You could be a four Taurus. what's the rest of it? I don't know.
Man,
I don't know.
I think an Aquarius, Sagittarius, Aquaman. Capricorn.
Yeah.
Gemini.
Huh? Yeah, I don't. Jimmy did cricket. I don't care what it is. I get along. Ocho, I get along with everybody.
You know my sign?
What?
I'm a sign of God. I'm a sign from God. You need to come on and get it now. You need to come on and get with me. You know what I'm saying, Ocho? I'm a sign from God. You didn't know it? You think it's an accident that I'm in your presence?
Hey,
don't you mess up God. Your blessing?
I like that.
Don't listen, you mess up your blessing now.
And many will mess up their blessing. Many of will mess up their blessing because pride and ego always gets in the way. It's Sunday. Now, I would preach. I'm not going to get into my sermon. It's not the time of the day.
Right.
But yeah. Like I told you, especially when it comes to women. Chat, ladies in the chat, y'all listen to me. Y'all always trying to hit a home run. You're not going to hit a home run. You're not going to hit a home run. Sometimes you got to find the right man. You got to run the bases. You know, everybody want the finished product, the final product. It ain't going to happen.
Nah. Big Guy said, what's up, Unc and Ocho? Unc, what was your memorable moment playing against Emmett? Because my dad is a huge Cowboys fan. and he named me the same name as Emmett. We played the Cowboys twice. I'm 2-2. I had the last two games, I went crazy on them.
What them numbers was like? I'm trying.
We in Baltimore. I hit them up in Baltimore. I hit them up for 5 for 105 on a tub. Woo. And I think in Denver in 98, I had five for like 96, two touches. Okay.
Them good numbers now.
A little side. But you know, if it would, what did we do? We beat them like in Baltimore, we beat them 27-0. I think they might have had like 100 yards of total offense. Our defense dominated them. Hmm. And in Denver, we scored the first time we had the ball. So the game was over. The score was like 35-7, 35-14 at the half. We beat the brakes off them. Hmm. But now we played them in the 90s now when they had them Super Bowl team. The first year they won the Super Bowl. Ocho, they beat us on a game-winning drive. We had them. They beat us on a game-winning drive.
Hmm. Well, who's the quarterback?
And for them?
Yeah.
Or for us?
For the Cowboys.
Troy.
Oh, okay. Troy was there. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I'm yeah. Checking. Troy, both times. And then the next year, 95, they beat us. Yeah. Elvin Joy said, I'm a big Broncos fan since the 90s. Hopefully we can get back to winning. Ocho, you were a hell of a wide receiver. My question is for Ocho. What happened in New England? Because you were going crazy that year. You had it going crazy. What happened, Ocho? That's what everybody want to know. What happened to Ocho? Why do we see Chad Johnson and not Ocho Cinco?
Shit, because listen, that the Patriot way, that's what the fuck happened. They don't play that shit over there. You have to suppress yourself. You cannot. But as much as I want to be myself, and then they had too much going on over there, bro. Too much, huh? You remember the team I just named off?
Yeah.
And again, for those that chat, if you don't know and don't understand, the Patriots offense is run from the inside out, as opposed to all the other 31 teams, they're run from the outside in when it comes to the passing game. It just wasn't a fit. Sometimes it's not a fit. Just because you say, oh shit, Ocho's going with Brady, the offense in itself, it wasn't a fit for me. Now, if your last name is Moss and you're special and arguably one of the greatest to ever easily top three of all time, yep. It's different. He can do things. He was a freak of nature. I'm not a freak of nature, you know? I mean, well, I am a freak, but not of nature. But anyway, but nah, it was different, man. It was different. Dude, you got to think. Julian Edelman, Wes Welker, Aaron Hernandez. You had Gronk too. I'm missing somebody. Deion Branch. I mean, there was, again, if I had the choice to go, when the Bengals traded me, I would have went somewhere else where I know it would have fit. It would have fit for me. Right. It just wasn't a good fit. I don't know how to explain that, but it just wasn't.
Zach Knight says, it would mean the world to me to get a shout out for my girl, Shayla from Unc and Ocho. Ocho, let me get one of them one-on-one sometime. That footwork. Come hot and ready.
Whoa. One on what? Would you play DB, homie? You play DB or receiver? What you trying to do? And now you're talking. Now you're talking my language, man. Yeah. Shayla, make you wish you never played football. You got
Zach
the right
wants
one.
To give you a shout out. He says you're a very special lady, and he wanted you to know that. He wanted you to hear it coming from Unc and Ocho. So shout out to Shayla.
What up, Shayla? On gang, twin. Or whatever Kev the kids
said,
are saying.
Unc and Ocho, what's your top three Little Debbie's cakes? Mine is honey buns, oatmeal pie, strawberry shortcake.
Oh, listen, honey buns is number one. Honey buns
Zebra
is
cakes number one for me.
Huh?
Zebra cakes.
Zebra cakes is number three. Honey buns in the microwave, 12 seconds, warmed up, cup of noodles on the side with a jungle juice fruit punch.
Nah. I like them honey buns. I like them Krispy Kreme honey buns. They used to be them Sunbeam honey buns. Woo-hoo! Them truck driver. We call them truck driver steak.
I don't know. I don't know about them. I'm talking about them Little Debbie honey buns are the real deal.
Zebra Obviously, cakes, oatmeal pies, and nutty bars.
Hold on. And I got one. I don't even think they Little Debbie. Remember the moon pies? The vanilla and the chocolate moon pies?
Yeah.
That's my number two.
Mm-hmm. There ain't no Little Debbie's.
I know. That's why I just had to throw that in there. I couldn't think of another. Look, I just like moon pies
over the what, damn, I forgot the last thing I said. What did I say, number three?
You said
Zebra Cakes. Zebra Cakes is my third because I like moon pies before, even though moon pies aren't Lil Debbie. My bad.
Yeah. Yellow Cutter Wood Service said, I'm a chef at YCF. I'm curious, Uncle Nocho, what's your favorite steak?
Steak? Shoot. Hey, Waffle House, steak, medium well, eggs, scramble, light toast, jam, not jelly. Now, as far as other steaks, I've been to nice places. Been to nice places. Real took me to Poppy Steak. I had the tomahawk there. Mm-hmm. And that was a great experience.
You eat it all?
No, I didn't eat it all. It was a group of us. I don't experience high-end restaurants very often. I don't frequent that shit. You know, I don't do that. So anytime her and I have an opportunity to go somewhere nice, I always get a steak and I always get it medium well. Medium well. I don't know why, but it's cool. Where's YTF? I would like to visit his steak. I want to visit his place.
YCF, I don't know.
YCF. Yeah, let me know yet, man. I'm going to come on in there and check one of them steaks out. I'm not, my palate ain't really like that. I eat like a little kid still, but I will come check the place out.
I get, mainly I go like ribeye. I'll do a ribeye, mainly ribeye, a filet. Occasionally I go. Now, Stephen A., since he wanted to be old froggy and jump out there on that lily pad, talk about AD, ain't gonna play such and such a game. Mm. I'm gonna go on and get me one of them $1,000. I'm gonna get one of them 12-ounce A5 Wagyu.
What's Wagyu?
$80 an ounce. I'm gonna get 12 ounces.
Wait, they got. Hold on now. Come on, bring it back. They have steak that is, they charge you the steak by the motherfucking ounce.
$80 an ounce. And it's a minimum of 3 ounces. It's got to be a minimum of 3 ounces. I'm going to get that old big boy. I'm going to get that 12 ounce. So I'm going to heat him up. And I'm going to order me, probably get a bottle of Petrus 2009. I might let him off the hook easy with that because that's about $11,000 a bottle. So I just get me a couple of glasses of it. Tell him about betting me.
I'm confused.
What are you confused about?
How the fuck are they charging you by the ounce for a steak? What's the difference in the steak? The Wagyu.
Wagyu. A5. Japanese. Certified.
Oh, so because it come from Japan. It's different. So what, the animals out there are a little different than animals here?
They massage them, give them beer, make the meat tender. Give them a special diet.
Oh, mm-hmm. So that makes it a Wagyu.
Marbling.
Wagyu steak.
Marbling, the flavors. Like butter.
Mm. So you think the steak, the Wagyu steak, is better than the steak I get from Waffle House?
It is.
You think so?
I know so.
Once you put that goddamn steak, that A1 sauce on that motherfucking pepper, it's all the same.
First of all, a good chef ain't gonna let you put no steak sauce because he ain't gonna let you kill his flavor.
That's what I like. I ain't worried about his flavor. This is my mouth. This is my palate.
But see, that's what I'm saying. You don't know how to eat steak. That's what I'm saying. You putting A1 and Worcestershire and all that stuff.
That's what I like. Why I gotta eat the steak the way
you can eat however chef. You want to, but I'm just telling you.
I'm finna find out what this Wagyu shit about. I'm going somewhere. Tell me where to go in Miami. Chat, tell me where to go in Miami where I can experience.
Probably, what's that
Wagyu?
What's that steakhouse?
Who got that Wagyu steak?
I'm not familiar with Miami's eateries. What's the best place to eat down in Miami? There's a place on South Beach. What's the name of that place?
I mean, make sure they had the Wagyu thing I could order. Cause I wanna see this. I gotta see this. Talk about they massage and they
what's the top steakhouses in Miami? Claw. You ever heard of Claw with a K?
Nah. Ain't no dead ass. I'm not even playing. Man, I've been here all my life. I ain't never heard no goddamn Claw. I mean, what you just said, I want exactly what you just said. Where I'm trying to see what the difference is, and I'm going to experience it, and I'm going to talk about it on tomorrow.
The Wagyu Bar? There's a place in Miami called the Wagyu Bar.
Okay, Wagyu Bar. Baby! I'm going to sleep, man. Wagyu Bar. Let me jot that down. I'm going to check that out. So Sunday's show, I'm going to be able to talk about it. No, Thursday's show, I'm going to be able to tell you about this if there's any difference between my steak from Waffle House and the steak at Wawa Bar.
This steak here gonna melt in your mouth. My grandmother, Nicole Scott said, my grandmother's from Mississippi and she listened to Muddy Waters and other blues artists. What kind of music artist did your grandparents listen to? James Cleveland.
What you know about Reverend James Cleveland?
The Five Blind Boys. Shirley Caesar.
Mississippi Mass Choir.
Mississippi Mass Choir. That's what they listen to. I'm trying to think. My grandfather liked Sam Cooke.
Yeah.
Mahalia Jackson.
Woo, come on now. In the Upper Room.
Yeah. So.
There's one more. I'm trying to think about. Golly. Reverend James Cleveland. There's another Reverend that everybody listened to, especially from back then. Now I can't think of the name. Golly.
Oliver Z said, the people need a nightcap times volume live NFL draft first round. Unc, Ocho, Collin, and John Middlecoff. Okay, we'll put that in the works. Tonight, Dunkle Unc was dope. Got to see a glimpse of the competitive nature come out question. Is there anything you guys currently do that gives you competitive rush as football did? Yeah, this.
Well, that competitive rush mm-hmm. is, for me, will probably be boxing. Probably boxing. Because I take it, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it the right way, and I'm going to take it to the extreme to know what it's like to experience what they have to go through.
Yeah. That's James Crouch. That was the other week. James Crouch. Yeah. Al Green.
Yeah. God damn. Mm-hmm. It's one more. I'm looking it up too for this pastor. Bobby Jones. God, I can't think of his name. Dorothy Norwood. You already said Shirley Caesar, huh?
Yeah, Prime 112. Prime 112. They'll have it.
Oh, I've been to Prime. I know Miles. That's the owner. Mm-hmm. The owner, Miles. So right. Miles, they got at Prime 112, they got the Waginaw State?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Say less. I'm going to try this. When I go to Prime, I go Prime maybe once, maybe twice a year. So I ain't been this year yet. So I'm going. Yeah, I'm gonna try this because I'm trying to understand what the difference is. And I always get salmon. I always get salmon when I go, so I've never had the steak there. So I'm curious with this steak that they massage and do all this stuff to. I like that. I feel good. I could talk for another 3 hours.
Yeah. Keshawn Thomas, what up, got a trivia for you guys. This couple had their first album sold in 1983 called Love Wars. Can you name this couple? Hint, the brother of the artist married his brother's wife, mom.
God damn.
And slept with his wife.
Damn.
I mean. I don't know.
Bobby
Womack?
Come on, huh? You got to know that, man. You're supposed to know that, man. Oh, Bobby. One of the greatest. That's when music was music. That's when the men used to beg for their women.
Yeah, they beg now.
Woo! Boy, music would never be the same, boy. That goddamn Lenny Williams, that goddamn Bobby Womack.
Oh, big Lenny, Teddy man, P, all the guys back then. Yeah.
I got to take my glass off, man. Them boys back then, they used to sing.
Function.
They used to sing, man.
Yeah.
They used to sing. It was different. I don't even know how to explain it. It was just different. Think about the sound of the music back then. Think about the sound of the music today from an R&B standpoint or perspective.
It's different.
Unbelievable. I saw a tweet the other day Somebody say, the problem with the goddamn music today is the goddamn men stop banging on, stop banging it.
Bobby, but I think, hold on. Didn't Bobby Womack end up marrying like Sam Cooke's wife and daughter? Yeah. Slept with, it was a lot of stuff going on. I saw the special on Sam Cooke.
I didn't see the special.
Documentary. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something like that. I'm going to leave that alone.
Yeah.
Again, happy Easter, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in for another episode of Nightcap. I am your favorite.
See y'all tomorrow.
Shannon Sharp. He's your favorite number 85. Bengals legend, Ring of Fame, honoree, Pro Bowler, All Pro, Chad Ochocinco Johnson. Please make sure you subscribe to the Nightcap podcast feed. You can listen to Nightcap through the Club Shay Shay feed, but we would greatly appreciate it if you got it through the Nightcap. Thank you guys for selling out Shea by LaPortier. We have pinned the link at the top of the chat. We are sold out, but we got a shipment in, and we are filling orders, and we should have enough to accommodate all orders as they come in. So thank you again for that. Again, thank you for joining us on your Easter Sunday for another episode of Nightcap. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
See y'all tomorrow. I love y'all, twin.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.